So let's move on to our second mode, which is enjoyment. This is the mode of enlightened doing where you're actually engaged in an activity that you really, really like. There's a flow to it. When you plug into this activity, you get juice. It lifts you. It increases your life force. Things come naturally to you. It's rather effortless. And or you enjoy the effort that is there. There's such a thing as enjoyable effort. Right? There's such a thing as engaging in something and enjoying the feeling of being engaged. And in a very relaxed and open way, it's very magnetic. It draws more things that match that feeling to you the more you allow yourself to be in that space. And a wonderful question would be, I wonder how much enjoyment I can experience in whatever the activity is of your choice. So think of an activity right now that you actually really do enjoy. Something, maybe it's part of your daily life or your week, or maybe you only get to do it occasionally. That doesn't matter, but you know you love doing it. Whatever that is. And when you're in that activity, it's nourishing you. It's building your energy. You feel satisfied afterwards. Even if you want to rest after that activity, it's a good rest. It's like, you know, just full rest. Joy in the activity and joy in the rest. Now let's go to an activity that is even higher than the state of enjoyment. It's really an activity that you're the most enthusiastic to do. When you find yourself in this space, this is where it's really almost like a peak experience. It's just effortless. There's so much flow. You're so much in the moment that you feel like you're not just moving through this activity, you're being moved. This is really surfing the wave, right? This wave is just like lifting you and you're riding it. And there's a lot of joy. It can be a very peaceful joy. You know, if you're engaged in a very creative activity, it can be very peaceful and relaxing, or it can be a rather intense joy if it's a very active practice, whatever it is. You know, like skiing down a mountain or something like that. But notice the relationship that's there to the environment. When you are the most enthusiastic and you are the most immersed in this activity and you're the most enthused, you're one with your environment. Your body is one with the environment. That's what feels so great. You are directly plugged in. And the body loves this. There's a lot of endorphins released, and it does feel like a high. So taking a breath and fully receiving that whole body yes to that activity, that your body remembers it and enjoys revisiting it. And in that activity, as you come to complete it, as you come to rest just back here in this now moment, just see how your body feels. you might experience kind of a tingling and a sense of buoyancy, a lightness. Take a deep breath, eyes open, coming back to this moment, and I will tell you something that's very vital with these amazing experiences that we have, and even if they're really rare in our lives and we want to attract more of them, it's really important when you tune into this enthusiastic state to right afterwards, to ground yourself with something that is very day-to-day, actually walking that cross-crawl motion of the body neurologically wires your body to receive this state and to absorb it, and it reorganizes your neurology to where this becomes more a part of your normal baseline, not just a peak experience.